This is a podcast from News Talk Radio 710, WOR, New York. Log on to WOR710.com for more information. Now it's time for the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum daily requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
And good afternoon, everyone. This is Arnie Gitomer, and welcome to the Wilner Window. Joining me today is our medical expert, the esteemed internist, Dr. Richard Podell.
Oh, good afternoon.
And we also have another MD with us today, Dr. Hector Lopez. Dr. Lopez is a board-certified specialist in physical medicine and rehabilitation. He has offices in Point Pleasant, New Jersey, in Jackson, New Jersey, and he's also a board member. He's on the advisory board of Nordic Naturals, who's sponsoring his visit today. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Dr. Lopez.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you?
We're doing well, and I forgot to say, Happy Easter, everybody.
Yes, Happy Easter.
Okay, you know, when we... your interest in, I guess, Nordic Naturals came about because of the work that you do with physical medicine and rehabilitation. How did you get interested in fish oil?
Well, my interest in fish oil and nutrition in general actually probably came as a high school student. Actually, I realized at an early age, like many of us do, that I didn't quite have the talent or the skill sets to be a professional athlete, and so I needed to find ways to improve my physical performance, and that kind of turned me on to nutrition in general and exercise physiology. And so that was kind of my initial scope and interest, was nutritional sciences and exercise science and exercise physiology. Then later on, as an undergraduate, my dad ended up having some medical issues, and that drew me closer to medicine, and I decided to pursue to go on to medical school. And so basically I went into medical school with a background of nutrition and exercise, and so everything that I approached as a medical trainee, as a medical professional trainee, was basically through the scope of nutrition and exercise, and that's sort of the overall overview background of how I started to get interested in nutrition. So I have a master's in nutritional biochemistry, and about 3 years ago, Nordic Naturals approached me about getting involved with them on an advisory board level. And, the fact that I was already recommending Nordic Naturals to many of my patients actually made it an easy decision for me to get involved with them. So.
No, that's great. I was looking at your CV, and I was going to mention that you had the master's degree in nutritional biochemistry. I guess you don't find too many MDs, you know, other than our friend Dr. Podell here, who are that interested into nutrition.
We're a rare breed, yeah.
Yep. Yeah. And a fellow New Jerseyan to boot.
More commonplace, though, which is good.
Yep. Okay, so I know there was a, you sent me the you sent me the link to that study that that came out just, I guess it was this month, about dietary omega-3 supplementation increases the rate of protein synthesis in older adults. What so what does that all mean?
Well, this is actually critical, I think, because so often when we talk about fish oil and the omega-3s and EPA, DHA, we're talking about their cardiovascular benefit. We're talking about their anti-inflammatory benefits and their benefits on the immune system. But an often under-recognized and underutilized role is their potential to improve the health and function of skeletal muscle. And skeletal muscle is critical, especially as we get older. There's a term we refer to as sarcopenia, which is a little bit of controversy on right now in terms of what the actual terminology and how to define it, which is the loss of, in a nutshell, it's basically the loss of skeletal muscle mass and function as we age. And this leads to functional disability and loss of independence, as well as increased risk of morbidity and mortality for many other diseases.
Yes. So I could see where fish oil is definitely important as a supplement for older adults.
And right. I mean, the key here is that fish oil has a still yet to be fully understood mechanism to being able to improve muscle protein synthesis, which would be a key strategy, of course, to helping our elderly patients hold on to as much muscle mass as possible as they get older.
Yeah, I've heard that as you age, you can lose up to about 20% of your muscle mass.
Yes, I believe it's up to about from 0.5% to 1% per year after the age of 25. But there are many things we can do to try to abort that.
Okay, so, and I guess fish oil is one of them.
Absolutely, yeah, it's definitely one of the anchors in my nutritional prescriptions for sure.
Yeah, and I'm sure just the doing some weight bearing exercise would be another.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, some of the keys are certainly strength training or resistance training, which is starting to definitely pick up some speed, within the medical community in terms of its role for improving functional capacity and, of course, retaining muscle mass. And then there's the other macronutrients that are important as well, outside of just some of the recent research showing that fish oil can help preserve and increase muscle mass. Of course, the protein intake is essential, and many of the other micronutrients that are important to maintaining a healthy metabolism overall.
You know, I went on your website, which, by the way, for you people who are interested, is drhectorlopez.com. And, you know, I'm looking, and I see you have something which says nutrition for pain relief.
Yes.
Yes. Tell us a little bit about what you do as far as the nutrition and, you know, related to pain relief.
Yeah, well, in my offices, the majority of my patient population, they're coming in with either an orthopedic condition, usually of the spine. About 60% of my patients have a spine issue, back pain, neck pain, sciatica, et cetera. And another 40% have either shoulder, hip, or knee issues.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're coming in with injuries and pain. It could be acute pain, it could be chronic pain from an injury that just hasn't gotten better with or without surgery. And so I basically use an integrated model, and one of those strategies and one of my tools is using nutritional strategies. So we go over their overall diet, their macro diet, and make changes there. But I think importantly, one of the things I do is patients often walk out of my office with a prescription for strategic supplementation.
Mm-hmm.
And that supplementation can help with many of the things that cause pain. And although inflammation is certainly one of those common links that can lead to the sensation of pain and the perception of pain, there are other things as well involved, the nervous system, depression, the psychosocial issues as well. So we try to deal within all the aspects we can under nutritional strategies to try to help abate those.
Okay, I guess what I was trying to get you to say was give us an example of some of the nutrients that you recommend.
Well, fish oil is certainly probably my number one. I probably have a top five, which would be fish oil, vitamin D. I also use acetyl L-carnitine, and usually in conjunction with alpha-lipoic acid. Proteolytic enzymes I use sometimes in certain patients.
Could you explain what we mean by proteolytic enzymes?
Sure, yeah. Proteolytic enzymes are commonly found in extracts of papaya and pineapple, like bromelain and papain, also trypsin and chymotrypsin. So they're basically digestive enzymes, and you can find them over the counter in many different forms and varieties. But they seem to have a very unique effect on the immune system, and by affecting the immune system, you can kind of affect how the immune system interacts with our tissues, with our tendons, our ligaments, our joints, and some of those areas that may be injured.
Okay. That's a good start. Do you do, other than the fish oil, do you do any of the herbal anti-inflammatories?
Sometimes I'll use an extract, Boswellia, I use at times. Other times I'll reach into curcumin as well, and get into some curcuminoids as well, a nice 95% extract. So, I definitely reach into some of the herbals as well.
Okay, it's a good start. All right, we're talking to Dr. Hector Lopez, and now we need to pause for a short break. You're listening to The Wilner Window here on WOR in New York City and Environs, WGKA down in Atlanta, Georgia. When we get back, maybe we'll start taking a few of your phone calls. So if you want to give us a ringy-ding, it's 800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
Our special guest, Dr. Hector Lopez. We'll all be back after these messages.
Are you concerned about cholesterol levels? Jarrow Formulas has a product, Choles Optimizer, designed to help that problem. Choles Optimizer combines clinically tested levels of sesame seed lignans, tocotrienols, and artichoke extract, along with red yeast rice. How does it work? Artichoke extract inhibits the oxidation of LDL cholesterol. And sesamin, a lignin from sesame seeds, has been shown to conserve the body's supply of gamma-tocopherol and gamma-tocotrienols, as well as activate fatty acid oxidizing enzymes for improved fat metabolism. Tocotrienols protect cardiovascular function by affecting biosynthesis of cholesterol and reducing oxidation of low-density lipoprotein. Finally, the formula is optimized with a special red yeast rice that is free of the undesirable fermentation byproduct citrullin. So, to help maintain healthy cholesterol levels, try Choles Optimizer from Jarrow Formulas. All Jarrow products are available at the Wilner Chemists, discount price, of course.
And all Jarrow products, including Choles Optimizer, are now 25% off list price at Wilner Chemists, and some, as part of our 100-year anniversary sale, are 50% off. Now, you don't find too many companies that have been around for 100 years, do you? To remain in business that long means they must be doing something right. Well, guess what? Wilner Chemists has been doing business in Manhattan since 1911. That means this is our 100th anniversary. What's the reason for our success? Well, all I know is that we try to offer a pleasant shopping experience, a wide variety of nutritional supplements and professional guidance, and how to properly choose and use the products that are right for you. And we do all this while offering some of the best discount prices you'll find. And to celebrate our 100-year anniversary, we'll be giving away prizes, setting up special seminars and health fairs, and in addition to our usual sales, we'll have additional special anniversary sale discount deals throughout the year. These anniversary deals will offer products at 50% off or better. Right now, we have a long list of products from 50 to 75% off. Be sure to check our website, www.wilner.com, for both the regular winter sale discounts as well as the special anniversary sale discounts. And if there was ever a time to be on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, this is it. You'll want to be kept informed on everything we have going on this year. Just add your name and address. It's easy. You can do it on our website, wilner.com. by phone at 1-800-633-1106 or in the stores. And while you're on the Wilner.com website, by the way, be sure to enter our drawings for free prizes and check out all the informative articles, reference materials, and audio files of previous radio shows. You can look up product prices, even place your order on the website as well. That's Wilner.com. Even better, visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue, 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. The downtown store is at 253 Broadway, near the corner of Murray Street, right across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. Wilner Chemist and Nutritional Supplement Professionals. We'll be back in just a moment.
Did you know that the most common form of calcium supplement today is calcium carbonate, also known as limestone? You don't eat rocks as part of your balanced diet, so why would you choose to supplement your bone health nutritional needs with limestone? Our bodies understand and seek whole food sources of nutrition. New Chapter is proud to deliver Bone Strength Take Care, a calcium complex that delivers key bone health nutrients in the form of whole food, not rocks. Bone Strength Take Care also delivers key bone nourishing nutrients, including vitamins D3 and K2. Vitamin K2 is of critical importance as it ensures calcium is placed in the bone where it's needed and stays out of the arteries where it's not. Discover for yourself the whole food bone health alternative to rocks. Bone Strength Take Care, the best-selling natural bone health supplement in America. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you tired, feeling the effects of stress, mental burnout, fatigue, poor immune function? If so, you're likely to benefit from adaptogenic herbs. Adaptogenic herbs include Chinese and American ginseng and Eleutherococcus or Siberian ginseng. The Wilner Chemist Liquid Herbal Supplement Ginseng Energy Blend contains all these forms of ginseng, along with licorice, ginkgo biloba, fo tea, ginger, and codenopsis. This blend is designed to enhance emotional, physical, and mental energy. Wilner's Phytotech Ginseng Energy Blend comes in a regular tincture and also as an alcohol-free version. These adaptogenic herbs have a long history of enhancing stamina, boosting energy, and helping the body cope with stress. Wilner Chemist's Phytotech Ginseng Energy Blend, no caffeine, no sugar, now on sale as part of the Wilner Chemist 100-year anniversary celebration at one-half price.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gatomer along with Dr. Richard Podell, our special guest, Dr. Hector Lopez. And we're talking about fish oils and all sorts of good stuff. Okay, Dr. Lopez, we have a couple of callers. Let's take one question, then we'll get back to our discussion. Peter from Jersey City, you're live on the Wilner Window.
Gentlemen, good day. I have two questions. I guess Dr. Lopez would be the most well-versed in this one. Is someone in their 50s, a male, exercising, and generally they can do what they did in their 30s as far as intensity goes. Would you caution that person to cut back a little, or would you allow them to, you know, be grateful and just say, well, that's good that you can either, you know, continue that intensity you had when you're in your 30s?
Well, you know, it's actually a very specific question that would require, you know, to really answer it ideally would require a specific assessment. The important thing to keep in mind is as long as someone is gradually increasing their exercise intensity, and their volume and or their volume, and it sounds like if this person would already have a good base of conditioning, then there really isn't anything wrong with maintaining a high intensity or relative intensity of exercise and activity. The important thing is to, of course, cross-train your activity so you avoid the repetitive overuse that you can see with certain activities. If you avoid cross-training them. But outside of that, if the individual is otherwise healthy and can maintain a certain level of intensity, I would encourage it, because that's one of the main keys to being able to stave off many issues that can lead to disability and loss of independence and quality of life, including sarcopenia. So,
and Dr. Podell, you agree with that?
I fully do, yes.
Okay, and the other question I had was, what role does vitamin C play as far as muscle-bearing exercises? You know, when you damage the muscles by lifting weights, does that have a great repair? And what would be the best kind of vitamin C for that?
Do you want me to take a crack at that?
You can, if you like, sure, and then I'll jump in.
Sure. Well, you know, there's really been very little evidence to suggest vitamin C actually helps improve recovery directly from or improves performance in terms of muscle recovery from exercise. But certainly vitamin C is a key player in terms of connective tissue remodeling. It's important for collagen synthesis and the cross-linking of those collagen fibers that are going to be released to help improve tendon, ligament strength, and connective tissue strength. And I actually use it in one of my cocktails or recovery blends for my patients when they're doing rehab or therapy in my office at my gym. But I don't really see that there's a huge role for vitamin C in isolation for improving exercise recovery.
Yeah, I agree. Basically, if you were deficient in vitamin C, then it would have a big role. But if you're having a decent amount of vitamin C, taking more probably doesn't have a huge impact.
The form of vitamin C, for most people, really doesn't matter. If you have, let's say, some issues where taking higher amounts of vitamin C causes some stomach upset, you know, some people opt for the ester C form, which is, it's not acidic. It's neutral pH. And if you have a super sensitive stomach, it's probably better to use an ester C.
And then wouldn't it also help with the oxidation caused by exercise? Wouldn't it be an antioxidant effect?
Of course it has an antioxidant effect, but once again, you're just talking about one isolated antioxidant, you know, which is, I don't know why you want to do that. You have vitamin C, you have vitamin E, you have a lot of the herbal antioxidants. You know, we have, that's why we came out with the Antiox blend that we have in our Phytotech line, you know, to give you an array of antioxidants. So
yeah, a whole major theme in nutritional medicine over these last, say, 10 years or so has been to look for balances of multiple different nutrients rather than to go to a huge megadose of any one single nutrient, because that in turn can actually cause depletion of others. So, for instance, if you want to use vitamin E, we tend to want to use a mixed tocopherol of several different forms of vitamin E rather than the traditional, just the synthetic alpha tocopherol. And we see the same thing with carotenoids and others.
Yeah, so, you know, I would take definitely take a blend of antioxidants, you know, to help with the oxidation problem.
Yeah, yes, I just picked vitamin C because that's the most famous of the antioxidants. I agree with you all. That's a very valid answer. Mix them up. Use them all. Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much for that call, Peter. Okay. You know, Dr. Lopez, I'm probably in that category of the older adults who exercise. So, you know, I'm doing all I can myself. And, I exercise. I have a trainer twice a week. And, you know, at the gym, and we do pretty heavy exercise. And when we come, you know, we have to pause for a quick break here. But when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about that. Okay, you're listening to The Wilner Window. This is Arnie Gotomer along with Dr. Richard Podell. We'll return after these messages.
When you think of supplements that support joint health, what comes to mind? Glucosamine, chondroitin, and MSM. Those three nutrients are known to support the synthesis and repair of joint tissue, reducing inflammation and pain and stimulating healing. Research supports this. Wouldn't it be great then if all three of these nutrients could be incorporated into one convenient nutritional supplement? Doctors Best did just that. Their product, glucosamine chondroitin MSM, contains all three in a convenient capsule form. Doctors Best glucosamine chondroitin MSM in both the 120 capsule and 240 capsule sizes is now on sale at Wilner Chemist's 40% off list price. Support joint health with Doctors Best glucosamine chondroitin MSM and save money at the same time at Wilner Chemist's, of course.
WOR.
Would you be interested in a nutritional supplement clinically shown to increase mental clarity? Who wouldn't? Country Life has a new product called Sharp Thought that has been clinically shown to support memory, support faster recall, and to increase mental clarity. Country Life's Sharp Thought contains a special conjugated complex of phosphatidylserine and DHA. This is the form of phosphatidylserine found in the brain. Incorporating the DHA into the phosphatidylserine allows the body to immediately recognize the structure and incorporate it. In one study, immediate mental recall was increased 27%. Sharp Thought by Country Life. If you want to improve memory, improve recall time, and increase mental clarity, Sharp Thought from Country Life is the product for you. All Country Life products are available at Wilner Chemist's, discount priced, of course. Ask for Sharp Thought.
Now to the traffic.
I'm Ed Kalegi with WOR Traffic. Delays on the FDR Drive. This report is brought to you by the New York Life Insurance Company. On the FDR Drive, both ways in the 50s, the left lane is closed due to a southbound accident. Southbound delays start in the 70s, northbound delays in the 30s. Hudson River crossings at the inbound Holland Tunnel delays 30 minutes on both 109 and the Turnpike outbound. A 20-minute delay outbound Lincoln Tunnel delays from all approaches. 11th Avenue by far is the best bet. Inbound a 25-minute delay. At the inbound George Washington Bridge, upper level 20 minutes, lower level 5 minutes, outbound you're fine. In New Jersey, very heavy both ways on the New Jersey Turnpike, approaching exit 13. It's exiting volume 4 at the Gothels Bridge, and delays headed to Staten Island at the Gothels Bridge at least 30 minutes. Trust in a company that has exceeded its guarantees to policyholders for 157 consecutive years. To learn more, go to www.newyorklife.com. I'm Ed Kalegi, News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
I want to tell you about a new product from Allergy Research Group called Flowey, P-H-L-O-E, a unique supplement for optimal gut health. Flowey is 100% natural kiwi fruit extract that has been clinically shown to support regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowey contains an enzyme complex called zeaxanthin. Here's how it works. It gently stimulates motility and helps normalize bowel transit time. It supports the growth of probiotic bacteria in the gut, and it promotes regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowey promotes gentle and sustained mild softening of the stool without causing diarrhea, urgency, or cramping. Flowey can be used long-term, and it will continue to gently support motility without overstimulation. Flowey from Allergy Research Group in capsules or tablets, now available from Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
This is Don Goldberg. I don't have to tell you how important antioxidants are to your health and to your supplement program. You probably know about the antioxidant vitamins like vitamin C and vitamin E. What you may not know is that some of the most powerful antioxidants are those found in plant extracts. Plants like grape skin, pomegranate, goji berry, acai, green tea, and mangosteen. Well, now you know. And here is some great news. We have formulated a special antioxidant formula that contains extracts from all of those antioxidant-rich plants. The liquid extracts are in a unique liquid-filled veggie cap, and the product is called Antiox Phyto Complex. It's part of the new Wilner Chemist's Phytotech line. Antiox Phyto Complex is the perfect complement to your current multivitamin supplement. Make sure you get optimal antioxidant protection with Wilner's new Phytotech Antiox Phyto Complex. You'll be glad you did.
Looking through the window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Dr. Richard Podell, our special guest, Dr. Hector Lopez. And our phone number here in the studio, by the way, is 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. We're taking questions about fish oil and how it can help with exercise and rehabilitation and anything related to the fish oil and health and all that stuff. Okay. Also, I want to alert you about Wilner's 100-year anniversary sale that are now in effect. Wilner Chemists has a special 100th anniversary. It's our 100th anniversary this year, 2011. And we have lots of wonderful sales. I want to just tell you about one from Solgar. It's about CoQ10, 100 milligram, 120 milligram, 200 and 400 milligram. They're on sale at 75% off list price at Wilner Chemists. Okay, and you also heard ads for several Phytotech products, Ginseng Energy Blend, Antioxidant Phyto Complex. Well, those and selected other Phytotech supplements as part of our 100-year anniversary celebration are also on sale at one-half price. Okay. All right. We are back. And Dr. Lopez, you know, someone like myself or some, you know, who's exercising a couple times a week pretty heavily with weights, a little aerobics as well. What type of dosage of fish oil do you usually recommend?
Well, yeah, in my practice, Arnie, you know, I'm usually seeing obviously a skewed population of individuals who are coming in with an injury or with pain. But if I'm working with an athlete who's not necessarily in pain, but just looking to kind of take a wellness-based preventive approach, I like at least 1,000 milligrams of EPA DHA. Now, I usually use a lot more than that, or considerably more than that, in my patients who are coming in with an acute injury, and many of those patients also have other issues and comorbidities which could benefit from being on a higher dose of EPA DHA. I can get all the way up to 3 to 4 grams a day in EPA DHA, particularly if they're coming in with mixed lipidemias or hyperlipidemia or high blood triglycerides in particular, which many of our patients do, because type 2 diabetes is so prevalent, the metabolic syndrome is so prevalent, so hence my patient population is coming in not only with an orthopedic injury, but they also have a lot of these other, you know, metabolic issues that we have to deal with.
Okay, now, one of the nice things I like about Nordic Naturals is they do make, in addition to the basic omega-3 fatty acid supplement, they also have some of, you know, a nice high-potency one. They have that Ultimate Omega.
That's my favorite one, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't need to take so many capsules. And what I do myself is I like their liquid. I like the liquid, and I take a couple teaspoonfuls of that a day.
Yeah, they've definitely done a good job with the flavor systems, with the, you know, the natural lemon essence and some of the lemon oil.
Yeah, for those of you who are, I'll use the word, afraid of taking fish oil because of the fishy taste, that's, as far as Nordic Naturals goes, that's a thing of the past. You know, they have a nice lemon flavor, which if you open the bottle, you don't know it's fish oil. You know it's oil because it's that oily thickness, but you definitely don't know that it's fish oil. It could be any type of oil. And it's just I mix it in, you know, one of those green drinks every morning, and I'm happy, you know.
Yeah. You know, they've done a good job with the flavoring. When my 6-year-old daughter actually reminds me that it's time to take her fish oil in the morning, so with her breakfast. So yeah, it's pretty palatable. They did a good job.
Okay, all right. Let's say hello to Joyce calling from Manhattan. Hi, Joyce.
Hi. I'm sure that you could answer this question. I guess it's in the same area as the omega-3. It's krill.
Okay.
I've been hearing about it lately, and I'm not quite sure if it's better or what it comes from.
Okay, I'll just tell you what it comes from, and then we'll discuss better or not. Krill itself is a very, very small, it's almost like a shrimp-like organism. And, you know, it's located really throughout the world. It's what all fishes eat. It's what the whales eat. It's what all the bigger fishes eat, krill. Okay,
uh-huh.
It's the basic. It's part of the food chain for fish.
Why are they talking about it now?
Well, you know, they've obviously, krill has some omega-3 fatty acids in it, so krill is a source of EPA and DHA.
Right.
Okay, so some people are using the krill as a source of EPA, DHA, instead of some of the, you know, things like sardines and mackerel and some of the other fish.
So that's an interesting question. Remember how this all began? They discovered that the Eskimos didn't get a lot of heart attacks. And the Eskimos do not eat krill. The Eskimos eat blubber and, you know, walrus and whatever.
Right.
They, in turn, eat fish, which in turn eat krill and plankton. So that we all focused on the fish oil, and that's certainly been the easiest to get. Now, I'm not sure why krill is coming into its own now, but historically it makes sense that everybody looked at fish first because that's what the Eskimos ate.
Dr. Lopez, did you want to say anything?
Yeah, I think some of the data is actually interesting. The very preliminary data on krill is, I'm not so sure that any of the benefit we are seeing from those taking krill is related to the amount of EPA DHA, which is relatively low compared to what you'd see with some of the more concentrated fish oil products from sardines or anchovy, et cetera. I think it could just be that maybe it's the carotenoid, maybe the astaxanthin, and maybe that's yielding some sort of a health benefit that we're seeing in some of the preliminary data, because certainly the amount of EPA DHA pales in comparison to some of the other products.
Yeah, I think some of the selling points with krill are that it's not just EPA, it's not mm-hmm. just DHA, it's in a phospholipid form, which
right.
makes the absorption into the nerve tissues a little better.
Right.
Okay.
That's the theory. The one impressive study on krill is in lowering cholesterol, but there's only one study. And in a double-blind study, getting reasonable amounts of krill oil would lower cholesterol, or LDL cholesterol, say 30% to 50%, which is enormous if it's really true. Fish oil doesn't really lower cholesterol very much. And so that would be a big breakthrough, but right now we only have one study, so I think it's premature to really guess as what's going to turn out.
Yeah. Maybe integration down the line, like in many cases, is the best, taking, you know, one krill along with some of the higher.
Yeah, that's that makes sense, you know. So
I take Selgor 700, and I take three a day, so that I assume makes it 2100.
Yeah. That's a good dose of fish oil. That's a good dose of EPA,
and
DHA.
And it performed a miracle with a problem that I had. Absolutely performed a miracle.
Wonderful.
Do you think I should add some krill?
If you wanted to take a krill oil.
Is the problem gone?
Pardon me?
If the problem is gone, then probably you don't need to.
No, it's not gone, but it's lessened about 60%. It'll never go away. It's something that's there forever.
All right. Yeah, if you wanna add a krill, just see what happens. It's not that it wouldn't hurt you.
It won't hurt me.
No.
Could I ask one more question?
Why not?
Please.
Same charge.
I take CoQ10, and I understand someone told me that all the CoQ10, doesn't matter what brand it is, they all come from Japan.
Not
and
true.
I'm a little uneasy about
not
that.
Not true. Not true.
I was told they're made and fermented in their laboratories there.
No. Okay. First of all, the major company that makes CoQ10 is located in Osaka, Japan, and the name of the company is Kaneka, K-E-N-E-K-A. They supply about, oh, I would say about 70% of the world's CoQ10. Now, what are you worried about?
Radiation.
No, don't worry about radiation. Radiation, first of all, by the way, Kaneka established about 5 years ago a CoQ10 plant down in right outside of Houston, Texas. Okay, so the CoQ10 that is made, that Kaneka sells right now, is coming from Texas.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so it's really not being made in Japan. But even there, you know, they're far enough away from where the problem is so that they don't have any radiation problems down in Osaka. Osaka's down in south-central Japan. You know, the problem with the radiation was in northeastern Japan.
And you don't think that could move?
Hey, there's always going to be some radiation, but what are you going to do?
Yeah, that's so it's life. Not all in Japan then.
What?
As I heard.
No, there's CoQ10 that's made in China, you know, which I don't think is of any good quality.
I don't know why this person told me that.
Well, sometimes not everybody knows everything.
Yeah. Your
okay.
time.
Well, yeah, that's
this
why.
Company and the Japanese have a very good reputation for quality work. You can't always say that about the Chinese.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but that's the way it is. So with what you're saying, I wouldn't worry about it. I wouldn't. You know, I take it. I don't.
Well, I'm taking Dr. Best, actually.
Okay, that's
fine. And it's just fermented in Japan, and that's what got me a little nuts.
No, there's a... don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
You've got lots of things you can worry about in your life.
Oh,
I
know.
Put that down.
And I'm doing that, too.
Yeah, Joyce, put that further down on the list.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks so much for that call.
Some good advice.
Yeah, hey, you know, what can you do, you know? All right, yeah, I guess it's time for another short break. All right, you're listening to The Wilner Window here on WOR in New York, WGKA down Atlanta, Georgia. And our 800 number, by the way, 800-321-0710, works all the way down in Atlanta. So you Atlanta folks, give us a call. This is Arnie Gitomer.
Dr. Richard Podale.
Our special guest, Dr. Hector Lopez. And we will all be back after these messages.
We want to welcome a new advertiser, Himalaya Herbal Healthcare. Drawing on a treasure of the world's finest Indian herbs, Himalaya products are the result of advanced R&D and scientific validation. Clinically researched, Himalaya's herbal supplements are endorsed and trusted by over 250,000 health practitioners. In fact, Himalaya has an 80,000-square-foot research center with its own 28-bed inpatient facility where clinical research is conducted. Still family-owned, Himalaya has been a global leader in the herbal healthcare field for 70 years. And now these formulas are available to you directly at Wilner Chemists. You will find combination products designed for your specific health needs, heart care, stress care, glucocare, and others. There are individual herbs such as Arjuna, Gugul, and garlic, all for heart health. Now you can have both proven traditional herbal support combined with the highest pharmaceutical-grade quality. Himalaya Herbal Supplements, now available at Wilner Chemists.
Solgar is a name long associated with quality nutritional supplements. In conjunction with Wilner's 100-year anniversary celebration, we're offering some great discounts on the Solgar line. First, the entire Solgar line, including the popular Way to Go protein powders, all three flavors, vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry, are on sale at 25% off. Way to Go, high-quality protein that tastes great. And as we mentioned earlier, we have four of Solgar's CoQ10 supplements at an unbelievable 75% off list price. Really, the 100 milligram, 120, 200, and 400 milligram duo packs. This means you get two bottles for the price of one, and they're on sale at 50% off. That's the equivalent of 75% off these four CoQ10 items. What a deal. Solgar quality at great discount prices from Wilner Chemists.
Power up your day with a live whole food energizer, the most complete mega nutrient multi available. Alive is the ultimate nutritional energy source, packed with 25 vitamins, minerals, and more, all from whole food sources, including 24 fruits and vegetables, 18 amino acids, and 14 green foods. Plus, Alive contains 12 organic mushrooms, 12 digestive enzymes, citrus bioflavonoids, omega fatty acids, and several invigorating herbs. No daily multivitamin delivers more energizing nutrients from more natural sources than a live whole food energizer. So when it comes to your health, power up with a live whole food energizer from Nature's Way, available in vegetarian capsules and quick dissolve tablets. A live whole food energizer, more than just a multivitamin, it's nutrition you can feel. A live whole food energizing products are available at the Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course. Power up your day with a live whole food energizer from Nature's Way.
And the full line of Nature's Way supplements are now on sale at Wilner Chemists at 25% off list price.
Outside my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gatomer, along with Dr. Richard Podell, our special guest, Dr. Hector Lopez. And our phone number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. We have some open lines if you had difficulty getting through earlier. And before we get back, I wanted to alert you to something really big. First, once again, I'll remind you that during Wilner Chemist's 100-year anniversary celebration, we have special sales with discounts of 50% or more, in addition to our regular winter sale discounts. Our spring sale discounts. And check our website, www.wilner.com, for more details. You can enter your name for free prize drawings and... Well, anyway, here's the latest news. Check your calendar. Save this date, Saturday, June 4th. Plan to attend our biggest and best seminar and health fair. It'll be at the Grand Hyatt Hotel on 42nd Street, right next to Grand Central Terminal, Saturday, June 4th. It'll be two events in one, with a day of educational lectures and lunch, and at the same time, over 35 different nutritional supplement companies will have displays and demos and samples. The date, June 4th. The place, the Grand Hyatt Hotel in Manhattan on 42nd Street. The cost for everything, lectures, lunch, and the health fair, only $34.95. The lunch is going to be worth more than $34.95. We're going to be giving away all sorts of freebies. You'll get back much more than $34.95. Call 1-800-633-1106 anytime during the week, Monday through Friday, to reserve your space. You won't want to miss this event. Okay, all that was said. And let's get back to let's talk to Charles from Bronxville, New York.
Yes, I'd like to. I just want to ask Dr. Lopez a question. He mentioned he's been working with people with back problems. I have spinal stenosis. I've been told there's absolutely no cure for spinal stenosis other than surgery, which I wouldn't want to do.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Dr. Lopez, you know, this is this spinal stenosis, I have to tell you, is we get more questions about spinal stenosis. So if you can come up with something, you're going to be a real big hero here.
I hear you. Yeah, it's definitely one of those last frontiers for those of us who do interventional spinal procedures and who treat patients with spine pain. And spinal stenosis is a tough one because, you know, you're talking about a situation where structurally there's a combination of ligament, disc, and often bone contributing to what's referred to as the spinal stenosis. And it can be both in the central canal as well as what we call the foramen, which is where those nerve roots are exiting out of the spine. It's a tough one, and what we do non-surgically at my office is we basically use as many tools as we possibly can to manage and address it. It could be a combination of certain injection procedures that I perform, along with some of the nutritional strategies to decrease inflammation, try to control some of the pain signaling. We use some medications as well to help these patients tolerate rehab and therapy. But even all these things that we can do for them are very limited. And so there are some things coming down the pike that are minimally invasive that may allow us to gain access into those areas that are causing that stenosis. And without surgery, we may be able to do some things, but that's probably about a good 2 years away before it's accepted by the medical community.
Let me ask a question. In terms of helping reduce the pain, I see there's literature for back pain in general for using things like alpha-lipoic acid and acetyl-carnitine and gamma-linolenic acid. Would that be a value in a where you also have a structural problem such as a spinal stenosis?
Yes, not for the structural issue, but certainly for the neurogenic component. Yeah, the nerve component of spinal stenosis, I certainly use Alcar in combination with an RLA or an R-alpha-lipoic acid for patients who have spinal stenosis in combination with fairly high doses of fish oil and some of those the digestive enzymes we were talking about before as well. There's not much evidence to support what I'm doing here directly because we haven't had a randomized double-blind placebo-controlled trial. But what we do is try to take the best from all these areas and put it together in a comprehensive protocol. And patients often get to improve their function and their ability to get around in their daily living and shopping. And that's often the big issue with patients in spinal stenosis is, shopping becomes almost impossible unless they lean on their shopping cart to get by.
Okay, we were talking about the proteolytic enzymes, and proteolytic enzymes are available from many companies, and they're usually used. Proteolytic enzymes first have a couple of purposes. Obviously, the main purpose is to help you digest your food, but that's not why you want to take proteolytic enzymes in this vein. What you want to do is have the proteolytic enzymes bypass the digestive tract and be absorbed into the blood. And once they're in the blood, they can sort of, seek out where they're needed and they sort of. I always describe that if somebody says, "What is it doing?" You're trying to sort of digest away some of the debris around the inflammatory area. Is that about correct, Dr. Lopez?
Yes, I think that's the theory. I think we have some animal data to suggest that this is part of what's happening. And there's actually in the 1970s and early 80s, I believe, there's also a study published looking at the fact that there were some whole enzyme molecules which were found in plasma, so in the blood. So some of these enzymes are actually getting through, despite what many of our colleagues say that it's impossible for a molecule that large, an enzyme, to cross the mucosal-associated lymphoid tissue in the gut and actually do anything in the plasma. But it appears that there might be something more there, and I wish we only had more of the translational research and the science to back it up. But I think in theory, you're right, Arnie, that's possibly what it could be doing, in addition to changing what's happening with the immune cells and the inflammatory cytokines and all that. So,
yeah, just which enzyme do you prefer, pancreatic, bromelain? What kind of doses do you use?
Yeah, I actually like the are we allowed to talk about products?
Sure,
I actually like Wobenzyme. I like that product. It's got a nice combination of the papain and bromelain, and they're fairly reliable in terms of their being standardized for their units. And there's also serrapeptase as well, which I like.
Yeah.
So those are the ones. I'd like to get a good complex. So if there's the trypsin, chymotrypsin, bromelain, papain, and then maybe serrapeptase, then I'm happy with that.
Yeah, the Wobenzyme has been around for a long time, and it's been used there are other enzymes that are, let's say, have maybe some more pancreatic action. I think Natural Factors makes one called Zymactive, you know, which is, you know, a coated tablet, and it's also has a lot of decent activity to it. So, but you know, in my experience, you need to take a lot of it, you know, because I tell somebody just take it by the handfuls. Okay, now we need to pause for a moment, so you'll learn a little bit about what it is to be disappointed.
Have you gone into a health food store and come away disappointed? You can't find someone to answer your questions. All you see on the shelves is their house brand. The products you really want are never the ones on sale. Well, I have. And that's why I'm now a steady customer at Wilner Chemists. They have a fantastic selection of products, and almost everything is discount priced, with great sale discounts as well. And best of all, there's a big staff of nutritionally trained pharmacists and nutritionists who are there to answer your supplement questions. I'm never disappointed at Wilner Chemists. Big professional stores, great discount prices, a wide selection of products, and helpful, knowledgeable staff. No wonder they call Wilner Chemists the nutritional supplement professionals. There are two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue on the corner of 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and 253 Broadway on the corner of Murray, just across from City Hall. Call 1-800-633-1106 or check the web at wilner.com. Wilner Chemists, 1-800-633-1106.
All right, well, we're coming to the end of the first hour of the Wilner Window. I want to remind you that during Wilner Chemist's 100-year anniversary celebration, we have special sales with discounts up to 50% off or more. Find out the full list at wilner.com. Okay, Dr. Lopez will be joining us again for the second hour, and we will return at about 5 minutes after 3 o'clock. And our phone number, if you want to queue up, 1-800-321-0710. We'll be back after the news.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy.
You've been listening to a podcast from News Talk Radio 710 WOR New York. Visit us online at WOR710.com.